And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma, and we have a great guest for you this morning.
Yeah.
From Norse Lithium Batteries, James Holse is here. He has a wealth of knowledge of about a very big subject here among anglers and boaters. That's lithium batteries. And you're going to stay tuned to some good info here on Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. Fishdope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts and over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Seaguar, United Composites, PowerPro, Shimano, and Olakai. Don't miss all the great seminars, the huge raffle to benefit Rollo Kids, the popular casting contest, and of course, the huge sale. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Going to be talking. I can't wait. I can't wait for this show.
Yeah.
We had James on before talking lithium, and I just had no idea that there was so much stuff to talk about in a battery. Such high demand. Everybody after our first little chat about Norse Lithium, we've had such a high demand of people saying, man, you got to have him on for 2 hours. This is going to be a rad show. I can't wait. I really am excited.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
And
us, of course, here from the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. You're in the world headquarters of Norse Lithium. And where is that?
That's in, let's just call it Minneapolis, Minnesota. So technically we're in New Hope. Nobody knows where that is. We're just a little suburb north and west of Minneapolis.
Very good. So Norse Lithium, why don't you give us a little background on your background as far as Norse Lithium. And you've been in the fishing world for quite a while, and you have quite a background.
Well, yeah, so let's start Norse Lithium first. Norse Lithium was actually started by a gentleman named Derek Askelsen. That's where the Norse names come from. He's about as Norwegian as a guy can get. So, but his professional background was he was developing products for the aerospace industry. So he's a pretty smart guy and was digging around, talking with people at different aviation shows, and one thing that caught his eye was that there was lots of lithium batteries being used in aircraft. which, as I'm sure many of the listeners know, there's some pretty significant regulations around bringing lithium batteries on aircraft.
Yes.
So we started asking questions. How can you guys have so many lithium batteries in the build of these aircraft? And it got down to, well, there's a right way to build a lithium battery, and there's every, and then there's all the other ways.
That's
so it caught his, yeah, the cheap way. It just led off, you know, his contacts in the aerospace industry kind of provided an education on really how to build a high quality battery, one that's going to last a long time, be very safe, really provide, you know, long run times. So that's kind of the background of Norsk Lithium. I joined as an investor, as a partner, a couple years ago. And this last November, Norsk Lithium was purchased by Seafoam. Seafoam, the automotive additive company. So we find ourselves, you know, with a pretty big parent company behind us, and they like to kind of let us do our thing. So it's been a really, you know, kind of a whirlwind tour of the growth and development for Norsk. I've got new products coming out all the time, and I feel like we're in a really great place with the parent company that's got our back. So
yeah, this is a company. Seafoam's been around for like 50 years or something like that?
About 50, 60 years. They're pretty much, they're the 800-pound gorilla in the room when it comes to automotive engine treatments, at least in our part of the country. I mean, if you've got a chainsaw, a weed whip, a snowmobile, a snowblower, an ATV, a vehicle that doesn't run quite right, that's the stuff that goes in there, and it'll patch you up pretty quick. It's a pretty good product, and a lot of people count on it. So one of the things that the owners were looking to do, I mean, they recognized right away. I mean, one of the topics that we're going to, I think, touch on today is just how much of a market presence lithium is making. So, you know, when you're in the category of making a product that goes in motors and you see lithium really starting to take off, it caught their attention. So that's how they kind of had their interest in getting into lithium.
Is lithium eventually going to replace gel cell and acid batteries, all batteries? Is that the future?
I won't say all. I will say the vast majority of them will transition over to lithium or some other similar type of chemistry. I just had some super interesting engineering meetings this last week with a company that's getting really close to finalizing testing on sodium ion. So you're going to start to see batteries that are really light, very high energy, that'll power devices for a long time, very reliable, super long lifespans, and you're going to start to see chemistries that don't rely on lithium. Sodium, obviously, that's everywhere, right? That's a very common material, where lithium itself is, it's something that has to be mined. It's rare. It's why they call it a rare earth mineral. So what you're seeing is these battery engineers and scientists are just finding ways to, you know, take what's awesome about lithium and finding other materials that will allow us to have phenomenal batteries and hopefully at a lower price point.
Cool. And so why should I switch my boat over to North to a lithium battery, and why Norsk? Let's talk about that and kind of the lithium first, and then what makes Norsk a better product?
Sure. So I really don't think that anglers have much of a choice anymore. I use the analogy that we're kind of in an arms race, and the sonar companies are to blame.
Yeah.
For
sure.
you think back 5 years ago, right, and try to remember what your boat was rigged like 5 years ago. Now, you guys that are doing the offshore boats, you're ahead of, you know, screen sizes and, you know, sonar capabilities. But for most anglers, a couple 10-inch screens would have been considered kind of a wild build, right? Wow, you know, that guy's got a really cool boat. He's got two 10-inch screens. Well, anymore, here in freshwater, 12-inch screens are considered small. And you've got four, five of them, and you've got, like, Mega 360, sonar. You've got certainly live imaging, whether it be Mega Live or LiveScope. And what lead-acid batteries do really well is starting motors. You know, that's why guys will say, well, you know, my lead acid battery, it's lasted 6, 7, 8 years. And what they don't do well is provide deep discharge over long periods of time. And that's the scenario we're in now. Those large screens, those really fancy transducers, they're drawing lots of power for long periods of time. And what people don't appreciate, whether you're using a lead acid battery or an AGM battery, once you get that battery below about 50% capacity, you're damaging it. And if you actually run your battery down, you know, 25% capacity, or heaven forbid you actually kill it, you have severely damaged that battery. And I don't mean, you don't have to do that 20 times. Every time you do it, you are reducing the total capacity of that battery. It will never be the same again. Oh. And now, that's where lithium comes in. In my personal boat, with the sonar units I'm running, I'm drawing between 15 and 18 amps continually. There's no lead acid or AGM batteries in existence that will fit in my boat that can possibly power that. But one lithium battery can handle that entire load all day long. And on my boat, I'm running four 13-inch Apex, what? Mega 360, Mega Live, a 12-inch Garmin. So that draw really adds up. And that's the scenario where lead acid and AGM just doesn't do well at all.
So why is lithium, why can you draw so much more power from a lithium battery versus lead acid?
The internal resistance of lithium batteries is incredibly low. Lead acid batteries and AGM batteries, as you deeply discharge them, the internal resistance climbs very rapidly. And that internal resistance creates heat, causes all kinds of problems with the battery. The deeper you draw it down, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
Lithium, in our batteries, 100% depth of discharge, there is no damage caused to that battery. The lithium battery actually kind of, it likes it. But when you compare it to, you know, your 31 series deep cycle, you know, running your trolling motor or whatever, that is the way to kill a lead acid battery. Continually draw it down below 50%, and that's why you talk to guys that fish long, hard days. They struggle to get 2 years, 2 seasons out of a, you know, good quality set of lead acid batteries.
Sure. Yeah. So what about, first of all, what the heck do you need all those screens on your boat?
You haven't seen a lot of that, have you? The freshwater, double stacked on the console and on the bow and one on the stern. Like,
what do you do with all those screens?
That's the thing now, man. It's video game fishing more than anything else. It's pretty wild.
My excuse is it's all about testing, right?
That's right, buddy. That's right.
I've got to have hummingbirds and Garmins on my boat.
That's
and,
right.
No, truly it is. It is. You got, you know, one dedicated screen on the dash for mapping. You got one dedicated screen on the dash for sonar, and then you've got one up front again for mapping. One for your standard, you know, 2D sonar, and then you got one for live imaging, and the next thing you know, boom, how did I end up with five screens? What happened?
All this amp draw, right?
Yeah. So, you know, we have guys on our pro staff. Nolan Sprengler's the Minnesota state record muskie holder. And depending on the season, he'll run between 7 and 9 screens.
Wow.
So there are guys that, there are guys, lots of guys out there running around that make me look like, you know, I'm just dabbling. So...
So I know you put Norse lithium batteries into Benny Florentino's boat, and he was a couple weeks ago very excited about the batteries and how they worked and everything like that. What application does it have for West Coast anglers, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and both? And why should somebody switch to a Norse lithium?
The phone call I got from Benny was the type of call that I've had many, many times. The angler talks about, you know, hey, in Benny's case, he had a couple of, you know, really high-end AGM batteries powering his, excuse me, three high-end AGM batteries powering his trolling motor. And he was just not getting the runtime anymore, right? So those AGM batteries, as anybody that's priced them recently, they're super expensive. You don't want to be blowing through those every couple of years. So I think Benny, being a kind of a progressive angler, guy that really out there pushing his equipment as hard as a guy can, he was just looking for a long-term solution. So that's how I ended up talking to Benny, and what he really wanted to avoid was he didn't want to be digging around in the guts of his boat every 2 years. That's a pain in the butt. He didn't want to experience the expense of replacing three expensive AGM batteries every 2 years. So the solution was easy, right? Let's get you a set of high-quality lithium batteries. Let's put them in there. And my instructions were to Benny were very simple. Benny, you go out there. I want you to just beat these things to death. Find a way to break them. Push them as hard as you possibly can. And report back. And other than, you know, getting the fishing report from Benny once in a while, I never hear from him, which is good. The batteries have been flawless. So really that's the type of conversation I love to have with people. You know, they know why they need a solution. So they're just looking for somebody to give them the confidence of, you know, what will be the right fix that will give me, you know, longevity, durability, and our goal. Mine, when I'm talking to somebody, I don't want them to have any more concerns about their batteries. They need to go out there and fish. In Benny's case, he needs to take care of his customers. He needs to, you know, put his game face on. And the last thing he needs in the back of his mind at the start of any day is worrying about, am I going to have the power to get through this day today? So I would consider the relationship with Benny, it's just been awesome. And as far as I know, he's had zero issues. It's just been fantastic for him.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That is cool. So why Norse? There's a lot of lithium batteries you can buy for way cheaper than Norse lithium. Why a Norse lithium?
Well, I do think our stated purpose is to create really high-quality batteries. And it's no secret that there's a wide range of quality out there. I mean, there's batteries out there that are being sold at retail at a price that's lower than the component cost of the batteries that we sell.
Wow.
So what you end up with, it's really cheap component. It's cheap internal wiring. It's recycled cells. It's B-grade cells. And what that means is, you know, anybody that's doing a proper job of vetting materials going into these lithium batteries has standards. The cells have to charge to a certain voltage range. You know, the cells in the pack have to have a very small variance from one cell to the next. And if they don't pass that, they get shoved to the side. That is not, in the Norsk world, that would not be a saleable product. So the value of those cells go down. Well, there are manufacturers out there that look for those type of B-grade rejected cells because they know they're cheap. They're not quality. And they will build a battery around them. So there is a very wide range of quality. And you can see that in the experiences that people have with, you know, product. We get a lot of phone calls from people doing the good money after bad scenario where they thought, hey, I'm going to buy something off Amazon. It would look like a great deal. They got a year and a half out of them, and they're toast. And we feel bad for those people because that's not the experience that they should have with lithium. Lithium should be a kind of, it should almost feel like a lifetime investment. You're taken care of. You don't have to worry about it. They're going to last a long, long time. But, you know, it's understandable. It's human nature. People kind of look for a bargain, and the next thing you know, you've got the same problems with your lithium batteries that you're trying to avoid with your AGMs.
The longevity of Norsk is what blew me away when we got the chat about it last time, in that you were saying it is very common for the battery life to outlast engine hours on typical outboards. Like, you know, you'll mm-hmm. often run your engine well below, you know, well into the ground before your batteries do.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's very true. So what people need to understand about, like a lead acid battery, they measure the life cycles of a well-maintained, properly used lead acid battery. It's in the hundreds, right? 300-400 cycles. With really high quality cells that go into like the Norsk batteries, we measure that in the thousands. 4,000 discharge cycles is our benchmark. And now, so just so your audience knows what that means, yeah, it's if you buy a really high quality cell, that cell is the strongest link. It's not the weak link. It's going to last a long, long time.
That's
and what people need to that's what you're buying. That's the lithium promise, right? If you're going to spend the money to upgrade the power system in your boat, get the good stuff, and it should last you. I mean, I'm not going to say a lifetime because, you know, I plan to be around this planet. I'm going to make a few more circles around the sun. but it's going to last a long, long time, 10-year warranty. And the way that 4,000 discharge cycles works is if you go out today and you fish and you discharge 25% of your battery, you have to go four more times at 25% to actually equal a full discharge.
Wow.
So those partial days on the water, they only count partially towards the charge cycle. And in our app, you can actually track that. So this isn't one of those deals where, you know, yeah, we say 4,000, but there's no way to track it. Every charge cycle is recorded in the app that's visible to the consumer, so they know they're getting what they pay for.
And that's one of the big North systems that we'll talk about. But as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. James is obviously a wealth of knowledge about fishing, boating, the use of lithium batteries in boats and such, and it's already the phones are packing up and the texts are flowing through and they want to talk to you.
There's going to be so much to cover and so much cool info, and you just, you know, I again, the first time we got to chat with James, I was just blown away at how much lithium can, will, and is going to change what we do in fishing and boating. And it's about to be a really fun couple hours. And if you've got questions, man, we would love to hear from you this morning. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. As Pete mentioned, man, we only have one single phone line that's still available. A lot of guys jumped on early because we've got a lot of great questions for the boys from Norris here. Again, 213-432-1090. But that is not the only way to get into Let's Talk Hookup this morning. We also have the text the show option. Text the show, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all of the archive shows. Today promises to be one of those days where there's going to be some gold little bits of info that you might want to refer back to, and you can hear all those great archive shows thanks to our buddy Adam on our Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, it's the only way to text in your questions. As soon as you open up the app, just look for the Text the Show tab. Click it there and fire your questions away for James. And if you do, make sure you include your contact information in the text, because we are giving away a great prize at the end of the show today, and that is a full-day trip on board the San Diego from C4 Sport Fishing. What more can you say about Captain Ryan, Captain Brawla? Those guys have had an amazing season that just keeps rolling. On. Unreal.
Bluefin, yellow. And Dorado.
I mean, they had 100 Dorado this week. I mean, it's wild to see what incredible fish those guys have been having on the San Diego. And you're going to get to go. One lucky caller or texter at the end of the show, and that's going to be decided by a coin flip, whether the prize goes to the caller side or the texter. So, again, if you text in a great question for James, make sure you include that contact info. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls, reading those texts, and a whole lot more with the boys from Norris. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges, sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedrosSportFishing.com.
as the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon. Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
Saturday, November 4th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle, top tackle reps like AFTCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon, and incredible deals on AFTCO clothing. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today's going to be a great show again. Talking with James from Norris. The phone lines are packed solid. Every single phone line full. And we've got some really good texts rolling through. Again, promises to just be a rad show.
Good stuff for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and start with a phone call, Rick.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with John? He's calling us from Escondido. John, good morning. Thanks for getting started here on the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And so my two questions. And one, I've got a 2011 F-350 with lithium, and I replace my batteries about every 5 years. Do lithium batteries have a place in the motor vehicle industry? And then I also, with work, I have high-end flashlights that I use for a long period of time that draw. And do the lithium batteries have a place, and do you guys have batteries for those?
A couple of great questions.
Yeah, fantastic question. So we don't have batteries for flashlights. Those would typically be something that you could source pretty easily from Amazon, just depending on the cell size that would fit in your flashlight. The first part of your question around automotive, is there a place for lithium in automotive? And I would say yes, but not in my opinion, in your average vehicle where you don't have light bars or a crazy stereo system, that kind of thing. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me to put an $800 battery in a vehicle where a lead-acid battery, you know, the lead-acid battery in my current little runaround vehicle, I think, is 8 years old. All right, so if you go back to some of the information I shared early, there are scenarios where lead-acid works pretty well. Starting motors. They burst some current, and then they're immediately topped back off by the alternator. So they never really get down below that 50% draw. So I would love to sell everybody in the world a lithium battery, but there are some scenarios where I would say that the cost-benefit analysis, unless you're the guy that's running, you know, that crazy, you know, a set of light bars, or you've got some just, in, you know, insanely large subwoofers that you're trying to power, you know, with the motor off, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me to invest that money when a $150 lead acid battery is going to give you 6, 7, 8 years worth of reliable service. So appreciate the question, but at least that's not where I would spend my money on lithium. Would be in an automotive scenario.
I can just picture sitting on the anchor, sea bass fishing at nighttime, being on the mooring at Avalon, and just being able to run bait pumps all night long without a generator running and without the fear of knowing that your battery is going to be dead when you wake up in the morning. Like, the amount of run time that lithium gives you. It's just, I mean, just that.
Game changing.
It's game changing. Just being able to know that no matter how long your stop is, whether it's overnight or a few hours, that all your pumps and all your screens and all your stuff can be running, and just you have so much in reserve.
And John, thanks a lot for the call. But we started to talk about the app that Norse Lithium is exclusive. And that's what's, to me, one of the game-changing things about Norse. Why don't you describe the app and what you monitor with that?
So, thinking of the most common call we get from anglers in the San Diego area. It's the offshore guy looking to get rid of the generator. Like you guys just said, that's the number one call. How can I get rid of that noisy generator and have the power to run my bait pumps, my lights, my stereo, refrigeration? And guys are even looking for solutions to run some of the new compact AC units if they're going to be out there in the cabin overnight.
Or even seeking too, right?
For sure. All of this stuff that we're talking about is incredibly draw intensive, right? And it's just, you're just not going to do well trying to power that with lead acid batteries. To the previous caller's question about automotive, the type of scenario we're talking about now is the scenario where lithium really shines. You can draw it down to 100%. You have access to all the capacity. And where the app really ties into that is our app allows us, or the user, to build groups of batteries. So if you're going to have a large battery bank to run your bait pumps and your lights, you would put that in the group, and you can monitor the status of all those batteries at one time. Most apps will, you can connect to one battery, see its status, and then you have to disconnect and check the next one. So it's not very user-friendly. But why that's really cool is when you've got the Norse batteries in your boat, at the current draw that you're at, it projects your runtime. So you're not guessing. You're not going, gosh, I hope I can make it till dawn. You just look at the app, and it'll tell you at this current draw of 22 amps, this is the runtime I have basically down to the minute. So you know that you're in great shape. You're going to make it all night long if you're out there chasing tuna. You've got the power you need. And at some point, if you see, oh, geez, I'm going to need to start the big motor here and top it back off, throw a little juice back in there from the alternators, you can do that. But you're never really caught by surprise, and it just gives you the information, that relevant information that people are looking for. And the double bonus is we take that information, and when you're connected to the app, that information flows to our database back at customer service. So if we ever have a scenario where somebody's like, geez, I've got this just crazy, I've got a low amp draw or something's not quite right, we see the same information about your batteries plus some additional information that consumer sees when they're standing in their boat, and we can do that from Minnesota. And we are wildly successful at helping people diagnose issues, whether it be, a bad charger bank or a bad connection, blown fuses. The amount of information that we have at our disposal allows us to really support our customers. So that's why the app is significant. I don't want to give people the impression that, I want them out there in the boat staring at their phone at the app all day long. I prefer they just fished. But at some point, you're going to want to, check in and just have the confidence that, hey, am I good or not? Yep, look at the phone, check your battery bank. You can see all the batteries at once, put it down, go back to fish.
Okay, so do you need cellular service for that to work, or is it going to work 100 miles offshore?
To monitor your batteries, it'll work. It's within Bluetooth range, so you don't need cellular service.
Gotcha.
To monitor and have that information at your fingertips.
It's just a total Bluetooth deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How cool is
that's
that?
Rad, that's rad, man.
That's,
I love it.
Running a boat with a lot of stuff on it, I'm always wondering, gosh, does my boat have enough power? My batteries have enough power to do all this stuff?
How about having some things running, a couple of lights on and a bait pump going while you're on the anchor at nighttime, and you can just, you can wake up and roll over and look at your phone and give yourself peace of mind and go right back to sleep again, knowing you're gonna
find
juice to start in the morning.
Yeah, you're good. Hey, you have a great text.
I thought so, yes. Texting the show, all available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. This one was from Dave in Marina Del Rey. Says, James, can you talk a little bit about charging systems? Are the charging systems that were designed around lead acid batteries going to work for lithium? Do we need to upgrade our charging system? My boat has a built-in charging system, and I'm considering going lithium and want to know about charging.
Sure. So this is one of the top questions. Great. People get sold on lithium. They love the idea. And then the next question logically is, okay, how do I charge it?
Sure.
Currently, almost every battery charger being sold is lithium compatible. So, the smaller boats, the center consoles, the nearshore boats, Most of those will have a an add-on battery charger, a Minn Kota, a Dual Pro, a NOCO. All of those battery chargers, current versions, are compatible with our lithium batteries. And you can go back probably maybe a half dozen years. Some of the older Minn Kota PC chargers, this is before anybody was even talking about lithium, the AGM setting works really, really well. Hmm. Gives you a full charge, works great with our batteries. So the charging hurdles aren't nearly what they were. You know, when lithium first came out, there wasn't a lot of information. None of the manufacturers were supporting lithium. So if you're looking to upgrade to a charger, I mean, it would be, in my mind, if we're talking about a something that you can install yourself, the Minn Kota PCL charger is fantastic. The Dual Pro PS4 Auto, fantastic charger. NOCO Genius, that charger does a pretty good job, has an automatic lithium setting built right in it, auto senses the battery. So there's just tons of options out there for anglers, for boaters right now to charge lithiums and just do it really effectively, really efficiently.
Outboard, will an outboard alternator, will a diesel engine or a gas engine inboard alternator charge a lithium battery also?
They can't. And this is something that is another just phenomenal question. You guys know your stuff. There's two types of lithium batteries, and they're for very different uses. One will be a starting battery, a lithium starting battery, and those can be charged with an outboard alternator, no problem. The other kind would be like a marine deep cycle. Those are intended to be like a house battery for electronics or for your trolling motor. Do not connect a marine deep cycle lithium battery to your outboard motor. The voltage is much too high for that type of build. And, I mean, the BMS will shut it down, but it just won't charge. So you're going to get a false sense of security where you're going to run somewhere to think it's charging, and it won't. So they're very different products. So think of it almost like when you're, in lead acid. There are starting batteries, and there's deep cycle batteries. So that's kind of how you need to be thinking about it in the lithium world, too. A starting battery can be connected to an alternator. A deep cycle cannot.
And so with our lithium, you're just charging your house bank before you go, knowing that the runtime or capacity is so high that it's going to outlast however long your trip is. And then once you come back, you charge them back up again.
That's one way to do it. The other way is to use a DC to DC charger. So you can have a lithium starting battery or even a lead acid starting battery. And then to that starting battery, you connect a DC to DC, a charger that rolls the excess current over to the house bank. Huh. And then that's safe.
Got it.
Yeah. So those DC to DC chargers, I mean, you can get a really good one for a couple hundred, $300. So you can keep that bank charged out there.
So in your boat with 10 screens or whatever it has, do you do that or you don't need to do that?
So the 180 amp hour starting battery that I use in my boat, it's so capable, it powers everything. So I've got a Mercury Verado 400, and I have a 180-amp-hour starting battery connected to that Verado. It runs the power steering pump and all the electronics that I described earlier.
One battery. Four screens, dual live scope, starting the whole nine. You run that off of a single battery.
Bring it on, brother. It doesn't even flinch.
So that's 180 amp hour, that's a specific start battery that Norsk makes.
Yeah, it's a 180 amp hour starting plus house battery, and we added capacity to it beyond what's needed to start the outboard motor for that type of scenario. I mean, I love my Verado. That power steering pump is one hungry bugger, and in most cases, people will install a second battery for that, and that was just why do that if you don't have to? You don't need a second battery.
That is amazing.
I'm shocked. I mean, think about the weight savings that if somebody was using, like you sell gel cells or traditional lead acid, like think about the number of batteries somebody would normally need to put in a rig like yours to power all that. Multiples for your screens and everything else. I mean, you've got to be saving hundreds of pounds, let alone the convenience you're only buying one battery. But, I mean, that's got to be hundreds of pounds of savings just in weight.
Well, and it was performance, too. So, I mean, that 180-amp-hour starting battery literally was a battery that I needed for my boat. I mean, that's where that brainchild came from. Because I had two Group 31 AGM batteries in the exact same boat with the exact same electronics build. And I would only be able to run fish for about 3.5-4 hours before the low voltage alarms on every screen were going off.
Wow.
And it was one of those, what's the old saying? Necessity is the mother of invention. And that really just solved it once and for all. Just no low voltage alarms. I've never seen the battery go below 62%. It charges off the alternator, and the Merc alternator will dump. You know, when I'm going 4,000 plus RPMs, that battery is getting 35, 40 amps of current. So it's recharging very quickly. And
can you overcharge a Norsk lithium battery?
The BMS will shut it off. Right.
BMS is like a battery management system?
It's a brain, right? You know, if you think about their smartphones and dumb phones, lithium batteries are the smartphone version in the battery world. They actually have a little computer that sits on top of the battery that monitors everything that's going in, going out as far as current concerned. It's tracking voltage of every cell. It's looking for voltage disparities between cells so it can balance. I mean, it really is the fail-safe to make sure that these batteries, they provide the lifespan that, you know, we're talking about. Without a battery management system, I mean, really, none of this would work at all. So there is a computer on top that tries to take the fool out and put foolproof in.
This is cool, dude.
Yeah.
This is so cool. I love it.
And how much does that 180 start battery, the Norsk 180 start battery, weigh?
Yeah.
About 50 pounds.
Look, come on. So you replace 2 to 4 batteries with one 50-pound starter battery.
Correct. Yep. I mean, anybody that's tried to pick up one of those Group 31 AGMs.
Exactly.
They are tied to Mother Earth. They got a lot of strong sense of gravity going for them.
All right, that's cool. Hey, as you can hear, just such a rad show going. Such good information coming. You stay tuned. Lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more your texts. We're going to find out what's biting on the water with our catch reports and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Summer is here, and gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They have become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, they just introduced rods for the West Coast. It's called the Terramar West Coast series of rods.
They're beautiful, too. You know, Terramar is a rod that has been around for a long time, and it's been through many generations. And honestly, it's my favorite rod for not breaking the bank. They've always had a West Coast design and vibe, and they're just built for the way we fish out here.
They have an inner and outer spiral of high modulus graphite, making the rods virtually indestructible, but they're crisp and lightweight, which is really cool.
Yeah, I like them. They've They've always used really nice guide trains. They're high-end components, and the fit and finish is always really nice. I think this is it's the sexiest line of rods they've done yet. Yeah. They're really, really good looking. They did a great job on the design.
They spent a lot of time on these. These are the Terramar West Coast lineup. They include rail rods, jig sticks, boat rods, casting rods, everything from yellowtail, calico bass, to big bluefin tuna. Terramar West Coast from Shimano, available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the new Shimano Talica A, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. For the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman to find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time with James Holston this morning from Norris Lithium Batteries, taking your phone calls. Lots of great stuff going on today.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go jump in the phones. They're very patient. Rick and I have so many questions that we're kind of taking over here.
I'm worried about dominating because I've got a bunch.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Yeah, me too.
Exactly.
So let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
That sounds great, bro. How about we talk to Dan? He's called us from Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Dan?
Yeah, we got a really bad connection, Dan. So maybe if you can try calling back, and we'll try and connect with that. And, So try and call back, and Christian will take your call and put you back up there. I have a great text here from John and Mira Mesa. He says, does it make a difference for longevity if you recharge your lithium battery more frequently versus waiting to at least 50% discharge?
That's a good question.
We advise that, when you get back, just charge it back up. You get off the water, charge it back up. I mean, if you dig deep into the white papers of lithium cell technology, recharging it from 50% will give you the longest lifespan, but the benefit is so marginal that for the average boater, it won't amount to anything. So really, when you get out on the water, use them hard. When you come back at the end of the day, just charge them up so they're ready for you the next time. If you're, one of those real analytical types that wants to, try to track and recharge from 50%, more power to you. But I do know how most people live their lives. They just want it simple and easy, and that's why we recommend and just throw that thing on the charger after every use. And as far as longevity is concerned, you will never notice the difference. You're still going to get your 4,000 cycles, and those things are going to pull like animals out there on the water when they're powering
full of water. Even if you're at 70% when you get back, just throw it on the charger.
Absolutely.
I mean, when you're talking about 4,000 cycles, I mean, think about how many days on the water we get to enjoy. I mean, 4,000 cycles. That's crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it. I just think it's such a cool. I think it's such a cool. And I had another really great text come through, James. And this one was from our buddy Mark in La Quinta. It says, good morning, boys. I use 4 6-volt golf cart style batteries in my fifth wheel trailer. Does Norris have a direct replacement? And how many amp hours could I expect? Also, would they be able to charge off my 200-watt solar panel? Again, that's from Mark and La Quinta.
So replacing the 6-volt batteries, you have 4 of them, and I assume you have 2 of them running in parallel, 2 groups running in parallel, and then I assume that you've are charging up the solar panel. We don't have 6-volt batteries. Instead of replacing 4 6-volts, we would replace with 2 large 12-volts.
Sure.
And that would work very well. The capacity there would be like our 180 amp hour starting battery. You can rig 6 of those in parallel or 6 in series for up to 72 volts. So lots of flexibility there. I'm going to just assume that we're talking about a 12-volt system here.
Right.
So you take two 180-amp-hour batteries in parallel, you've got 360-amp-hours. Now, you can charge a lithium battery off a solar panel, no problem. The output should be 14.4 volts. If you can provide 14.4 volts to a Norsk lithium battery, it will recharge very happily. But I will say that, you know, typically solar panels recharge large capacity batteries very slowly. So I don't have any information about the size of the solar panel being discussed, so I can't talk about how long it would take. But as long as you can control the voltage and set it to 14.4 volts, it'll work fantastically well.
And there again, you're getting so much runtime out of your two batteries that, again, I'm just going to be surprised. I'm going to be surprised that you need to worry about it. You know, we're talking hours upon hours upon hours of runtime. Like, I love the idea.
For sure. Hey, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
How about this time we talk to Rich, who comes from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, everyone. On the batteries, what is the difference in the gel pack batteries versus the regular ones that you have to put distilled water in? Which one would be better?
I would prefer, point somebody towards the gels. I think they're a little bit more durable, for sure, and they do have more capacity, generally. And they do seem to last a little bit longer. Again, it's kind of a baby step improvement over lead acid. But if your system is set up in a way that that's your choice, lead acid or gel, AGM, I would always opt for the AGM. It's a better product, in my opinion.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of durability, what about the we put a Norsk lithium battery in a boat, and it's going to get banged up. I mean, you're going running out here on the West Coast, running into big seas, thrashing around. How durable are lithium batteries?
Well, wide range of answers to that question, let me tell you. We take apart. One of my favorite things to do is if I get a new brand of lithium battery, I cut it up, take it apart, take a look at it, see what's inside. And you see a wide range of approaches to manufacturing. We don't use cylindrical cells in our batteries. We use prismatic. And cylindrical cells, think of if you've ever seen just a D-cell battery, they're similar to that. And they're joined. The circuit is created typically by sandwiching those D cell batteries between two thin sheets of metal and spot welding the connections. And you know it's an inexpensive and an efficient. It's a very efficient way to make a battery. But what we find is those spot welds become a source of a failure rather quickly. So the prismatic batteries, that we use. Envision in your mind like a computer hard drive with a threaded positive and negative post sticking up the top. And that cell is encased in aluminum and then wrapped in a waterproof seal. And then we join the cells together using thick metal bus bars. And all of that is held together with a lock nut. And on top of the lock nut, we use kind of like a Loctite adhesive to make sure it never backs out. So what we're doing, I would say in comparison to other batteries, it's overkill, but it's not. Because, I mean, you think about what our boats go through. I mean, you've got right. Batteries in the bow of your boat every wave. Bang, bang, bang. And it doesn't take very long if you've got some compromised manufacturing, approaches to manufacturing for some of those spot welds to start breaking apart and you lose capacity and the next thing you know, your investment in lifetime batteries didn't last a lifetime. So that's our approach. It is to kind of go to the extreme. Let's use the highest quality components we can find and assemble them in a way that, I mean, when you look down into the top of one of our batteries, it looks like something that a high-voltage electrician would put together.
That's cool.
Bus bars, lock nuts, heavy threaded posts, and for the sole reason that we know some of the guys that are going to buy these batteries, They're going to ride them hard. They're going to put them away wet. And these batteries have to survive that. So that's kind of always been our mantra, our approach.
Speaking of putting away wet, that was kind of my next question, and it was along the same lines as Pete's, the durability is. The batteries on my boat are located in the bilge, and it's not the most ideal place to have your electrical components. I mean, it's, you know, the boat is relatively dry, but washdowns and baiting and everything else, you know, bloody water on the deck and it gets hosed down. Like, how do the batteries do in an environment that is going to see moisture?
They're IP67 sealed, and so the bottom portion of the case is closed, joined to the top portion of the case, and there's a seal that is compressed by mechanical fasteners to make sure that we don't get water intrusion. I mean, salt water is the devil when it comes to any type of corrosion. Right. But, I mean, we have tested the batteries IP67, which I believe is, you know, waterproof for a certain amount of time, down to 3 feet. If you find 3 feet of water over your battery, you probably got bigger problems to worry about. But, you know, your occasional spray with a hose, your occasional wave over the back, that kind of stuff, that's not going to be an issue.
Okay.
Wow.
This is great, man.
Pretty impressive. So I have another question here from via the text, which you can only do through the Let's Talk Hookup app, from Rob in Seal Beach. He says, sometimes my boat sits for long periods of time. How well does a lithium battery retain its charge after it's been charged?
Another good question.
Very good question.
Man, I want to thank the caller for this question, because I was thinking about, you know, what is somebody going to ask me? And I've been doing a degradation test in my office for the last 6 weeks, and I concluded it yesterday. So in comparison, a lead-acid battery will discharge while sitting, you know, conservatively, let's say 25% of total capacity per month. Some batteries are higher, some batteries are lower. But that's why when you're gone for a long period of time, you come back and you're like, these things are fully charged. What's going on? And you've barely got enough to crank the motor over. Lead-acid batteries, AGM batteries, just lose a lot of energy as they sit. So I literally have the test results here. I started this on August 28th, fully charged battery at 13.328 volts. And I checked it weekly up until yesterday, 10:13. We were at 13.280 volts.
Oh, my gosh.
That's almost 6 weeks. That is 0.048 volts, or 48 millivolts of loss in almost 6 weeks.
Wow. And what size battery is that?
That was a 12-volt, 100-amp-hour battery.
100-amp-hour, 12-volt. That's pretty amazing. So it basically doesn't lose charge.
What they say, you know, if you talk about benchmarks, the reference is 2% per month. I would say our batteries are a little bit more efficient than that. But, I mean, 1% or 2%, I think at that point we're kind of quibbling. The point that needs to be, you know, taken from this is lithium batteries just do not auto-discharge or degrade in the same way that a lead-acid or AGM does. You know, if you're going to lose 2%, and this is really rough math, because, I mean, I don't know if you guys remember back from math class when the math professor said if a frog jumps halfway to the wall with each jump, how long does it take him to get there? He never gets there, right? Because, you know, when you take 2% off the top of a battery, and then the next month you lose another 2%, you're not starting, you know, from the same point. So let's say 6 months, it sits 12%.
It's 12%.
That's hardly even going to register.
Yeah, it's not even a thing.
Wow. That's as far as discharge, though, is a Norse going to discharge less than a lesser expensive lithium battery?
Most lithium batteries are going to discharge about that same. Now, things can get in the way and cause additional discharge. If they have battery meters or attached devices, or they have a really sloppy Bluetooth module, something that's drawing lots of current continually, those additional attached devices could cause additional draw. But the lithium cell packs themselves, all those other things withstanding, you're going to see that, you know, about 2% per month draw. So in this case, you know, what the caller's asking about, something that's stored for long periods of time, in the, you know, the choice, the three choices we have for batteries right now, lead acid, AGM, or lithium, lithium is the answer. I mean, it's such a superior product. From that standpoint, it just does not discharge in the same way, at the same rate, when it's just sitting there in storage.
That's great, man. I love it. Great answer and a great question. Hey, I want to remind you, this portion of the show is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. The best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase their famous spices, their rubs, poke kit, ceviche spice, and more. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure you make those reservations by texting them at 619-255-3128. When we come back, we have another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup. We're also going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's going on. We got Seagroves, we got local, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the Ambush Series Hoop Net line, the original hoop net designed for SoCal lobster hooping. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 4th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Lexa, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200. A fantastic offer on the Proteus Rod and SK Jig, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 4th. The name that stands out amongst anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.